Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of A Nightingale Christmas Promise, written by Donna Douglas, read by Penelope Freeman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE262JT. Chapter 1. Christmas Eve, 1913.
Verdammt!
Anna muttered under her breath.
I heard that,
her sister Liesel said from the other side of the bakery kitchen.
I'm going to tell Mother you said a bad word.
I couldn't help it.
Anna put down her piping bag and scowled at the blob of icing on the pristine surface of the Christmas cake. It had taken her hours to create the delicate tracery of intertwined holly and ivy leaves, and now it was ruined.
Let's have a look.
Her father's apprentice, Edward Stanning, abandoned the mound of dough he was kneading and came across the kitchen to inspect the damage.
Well, it's not too bad, he said. Nothing that can't be put right, anyway.
Anna bent over the cake, smoothing out the blob with the tip of her finger.
But I really wanted it to be perfect. Papa said it's for a special customer.
Anna made a mistake.
Liesel taunted her in a sing-song voice.
Papa won't ever trust you to help him again.
Oh, shut up, Liesel,
Anna snapped.
No wonder I can't concentrate with you chattering away all the time.
Liesel stuck out her tongue.
I can't help it if I'm cheerful, can I? It's Christmas Eve.
As if I didn't know.
Anna straightened up and mopped her brow with the hem of her apron. Outside the steamed-up kitchen window, flurries of snow were swirling in the icy wind, but Anna could feel rivulets of perspiration trickling down between her shoulder blades.
I've been up since the early hours helping Papa light the ovens and get the first batches of loaves ready, while you were still snoring in bed, she accused.
I do not snore.
Liesel turned pink.
Anyway, I barely had a wink of sleep with you two banging about down here, clattering trays and singing at the top of your voices.
Papa likes to sing Christmas carols as he works. Stille Nacht and Ihr Kinderlein Comet were his favourites at this time of year.
Ihr Kinderlein Comet, o Comet doch all, Edward sang a few bars. Zu Krippe Herr Comet i Bethlehem Stall, Anna joined in.
Stop it, you two. You sound like a pair of cats fighting in the alley.
Liesel clamped her hands over her ears.
You're supposed to be working, remember?
So are you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?